This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I would like to call to order the Senate State Affairs Committee. And at this time, I would like to greet all of the listeners that are out there on the joining us on the Internet. With that, I would also like to welcome many of the guests that have come to participate in person. And at this time, I'd like to have the page come up, introduce herself, and also tell us a little bit about what your plans are for the future.
Hello, my name is Allie Vacanti. I'm currently a junior at Madison High School, and I plan on going to USD to pursue a career in biomedical engineering.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to remind everyone to turn their cell phones off, please, so we won't have any disruptions during the hearing. And at this time, I'd also like to have the secretary call the roll.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Senator Duhamel.
Here.
Senator Crabtree.
Here.
Senator Boland.
Here.
Senator Shane Fish.
Here.
Senator Roll.
Here.
Senator Heinert.
Here.
Senator Diedrich.
Here.
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Senator, we have 9 of 9 senators, and we do have a quorum.
Thank you for that. We have a quorum. At this time, I would like to approve the minutes of the last meeting. A motion to that effect.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, second by Duhamel.
It's been moved by Diedrich, second by Duhamel, to approve the minutes of the last meeting. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the minutes are approved. I'd like to remind testifiers to sign in legibly. And I'd like to remind testifiers that any handouts they have, make sure that you make use of our very able page. And any questions that come before the committee will be addressed through the chair. And there's a couple of announcements. We will be deferring the hearing on Senate Bill 18, which authorizes the South Dakota Department of Corrections to demolish buildings at Star Academy. And that bill will be deferred until February 17th. So at this time, we will move on to the hearing on Senate Bill 24. Are there any proponents?
Good morning. My name is Steve Barnett. I'm Secretary of State for the great state of South Dakota. I rise in support of SB 24 this morning. What it would do is direct the Secretary of State's office to create an online voter registration interface. This proposal was first approved by the State Board of Elections during their meeting last spring. Eligible voters that possess a valid driver's license or non-driver identification card issued by the state of South Dakota would be allowed to register to vote or update their current voter registration information using the electronic interface. Within Governor Noem's budget request, the governor included an amendment to the FY21 general bill for $42,500 in federal fund expenditure authority to develop the system. Then the yearly maintenance cost for the system would total $9,000 per year. As laid out in the proposed legislation, this system will be implemented with security as the top priority. You'll note that a valid South Dakota driver's license or non-driver ID card is required to access the system. Users will be required to provide unique information prior to gaining access. This information will include the full name, driver's license or non-driver identification card numbers, the date of birth, and the last 5 digits of their Social Security number. This information will be verified against the Department of Public Safety's driver's license database. This information is verified prior to users accessing the system. If any information is incorrect, the user will be denied access. Other features such as the multi-screen and capture requirements will provide additional security. By using the system, applicants would consent to the use of the applicant's signature on their driver's license or non-driver ID card to be used for voter registration purposes. A copy of the signature included on their license or identification card will be captured from the driver's license database and used in the statewide voter registration file. This signature would later be used for signature verification purposes, such as verification on absentee ballot return, envelope returns. Once a citizen has provided all necessary verification information, they will enter the same information contained on paper registration forms in the interface. Upon submission of the information, the data will be transmitted to the corresponding county auditor's office. At this point, the same back-end verification steps will be completed that are currently performed on paper registrations that a citizen submits directly to the auditor or registrations transmitted from the Department of Public Safety when applying or renewing a driver's license or non-driver identification card. These steps include the following. One, verification against the Department of Health's Vital Records database to verify an individual's information does not match a deceased person. Two, verification against the Unified Judicial System database to verify the individual is not currently serving a felony conviction. Three, verification with the Department of Public Safety and Social Security Administration databases to verify a match with the individual's Social Security number, the date of birth, and driver's license information. So allowing South Dakotans to register to vote or update their current registration through an online system will provide our citizens with a valuable tool. Beyond affording our citizens the opportunity to register online, this system would also help increase the accuracy of our state's voter rolls, as updating new addresses for current registered voters can be more easily accomplished. As the information will be provided directly by the person registering, this system would also eliminate the potential of illegible information on paper registration forms keyed in by state or county employees. The system also has the potential to decrease costs to election officials due to less in-person assistance being required in addition to the decrease in data entry. This legislation was drafted with security as the main focus, and we feel the bill before you would create a system that provides South Dakotans with a useful tool while also benefiting the state. I would urge your support of this bill. I appreciate your time and attention to this matter this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further proponent testimony?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Eric with AARP South Dakota. I have remote testimony.
I'm sorry. We're going to take all in-person testimony first, and then we'll call on you when it's ready.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Brian Burge from Beresford, South Dakota. Some of you know my background is mechanical engineering. I do lean process control. Kind of camping out in here because it is exactly bills like this that really excite me. What brought this to attention is actually a high school classmate that's involved in the Secretary of State's office. And she's like, well, what's good bills that make government more efficient, streamlined, and productive? She's like, look at this one. I'm like, okay. When I look at it, what's really nice about this bill is it's crafting the data entry side of the system with using a variance of an existing portal that's already allowable to overseas personnel. So it's just turning on permissions of allowing the internal residents to use an existing system with very little code modification, very little cost. It streamlines the data entry so that an individual is putting the data in correctly themselves while still maintaining the exact same back-end verifications through three independent parties, still bouncing the information digitally to individual county auditors with a feedback loop that closes the system through a mailed-out card. If that process isn't touched, that's still very clean and accurate. We're just making the front-end part much more efficient, cost-effective, and overall it's projects like this that allow government to be less burdensome and more productive for the individual. So very excited to see that someone took the time to craft language that makes the system more efficient for everyone who wants to use it and eliminates a paper data entry step that we are all tired of filling out. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there any further in-person proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Chante Hart, and I am a resident of Rapid City, South Dakota, and I'm also a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. And I am here to support Senate Bill 24. I am an individual who has spent over 15 years organizing and doing Get Out the Vote efforts, and I'm here to tell you about my firsthand knowledge of what I've been doing lately. And so one thing is that we have communities in South Dakota that are rural and remote. And we have many communities that travel over 84 miles just to go vote. So that's an hour and 45 minutes just to register to vote. It takes about 84 minutes and an hour and 45 minutes one way and nearly 4 hours just to register to vote. And so with many challenges facing our communities, especially in poverty, we have many hardships that we have to endure. Also, during registration voter initiatives, we also have to organize people to give people rides to go vote. I know some people say that it's an issue to question the security of online voting, but we also do banking online, just to keep that in mind. Also, with just a swipe of a finger, my banking needs are in place, and I don't have to worry about identity protection. With this digital age, it's common sense just that voter registration would be online. It's easy for everyone to access, and I'm just here to support the bill. So thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there any other in-person proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Our page, Ali, is going to hand out a chart to you all. My name is Robert Tolman, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak in favor of Senate Bill 24. I appear here as a private citizen today from District 32. My wife, Pat, is here with me, and this past November, we both served as poll workers at the November election. I'll wait until the chart is passed out. I appreciate Secretary Barnett and Brian's addressing the technical aspects of it. I'm going to talk more about maybe the passion of voting. Looking at the chart, the left edge has been intentionally folded over, and I would ask you at this time not to look underneath it in order to bring more attention to what the entire nation is doing for registering and voting. Chart should be used to compare South Dakota to other states and groups of states, not just one or two. And as a state, I believe we should be exceeding the needs of our citizens to achieve the highest possible voter participation. The information on the chart comes from 10 different organizations conducting their own voter research across 50 states and the District of Columbia. And from this, we should see a better understanding of where South Dakota stands overall. And the first vertical column on the left is the November 2020 general election turnout percentage. The top left green block is 80%, the best in the nation, and the bottom red box is 55% in the nation. The state is the lowest one. And to categorize the column, I've divided the 50 states into four color groups based on their percentage. The top fourth being green, next comes the blue, yellow, and then the bottom fourth is red. The difference between 80% and the bottom 55% is 25 percentage points. Divide by four, you get 6.25 percentage for each color range. And is there any questions on how to understand the four different colors and how they've been divided? None seen. Going to the right, the next four white columns is voter fraud information, and we have to speak of maybe the entire voting process. And as of this morning, the Heritage Foundation website showed a total of 1,308 cases, and that's over 3 decades of keeping track of voter fraud. Each column shows the number of cases and the year they occurred. But voter fraud is very minimal. And more in the questions of where does voter fraud sit in the nation? A few years ago, South Dakota did have 5 known cases. 3 were for certifying signatures on petitions. 2 were for voting twice. 4 resulted in felony convictions and 1 with a diversion program. I ask you to also look at the 3 columns to see that in those years, 2020, 19, 18, 17, those are reducing numbers compared to the column on the far right for 2015 and before. We can speak more to voter fraud if you want in the questions. The next 4 multicolored columns to the right are from organizations that conduct research to determine how safe or secure, easy or difficult it is to vote in the 2020 election. One small part of their scoring system includes whether or not a state had online registration. States in the top rows with green and blue were determined to be easier, safer, and more convenient, and just as secure as the states in the bottom rows. And to help understand one of the grading systems in that column, if you look at the very top row, the second colored blue block, it says 11/22B. And that organization in their grading system, that particular state met 11 out of the 22 criteria, and because of that, that state received a grade of B. State received 22 out of 22, got an A. The lowest one got a negative 1 out of 22 for an F, the only state that received that grade. And the reason why is they placed an additional burden on their voters during the pandemic. The states in green with a higher volume voter turnout are also usually the states with less voter restrictions, and every state does have its own idiosyncrasy. But moving on to the middle of the chart, I repeated the very left column again, and that's the 2020 turnout percentages. And the next 2 columns are the 2018 midterm and the 2016 general election registration as a percentage of citizen population. These 2 columns will answer last year's question when this came up before the Affairs Committee of how does South Dakota compare to Arizona, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And you'll note, for the most part, the percentage of citizens who do register is pretty much directly correlated to the percentage of voters who turn out to vote. Going over to the yellow column, this is what Senate Bill 24 is all about, online voter registration. And presently, there are 40 states that have adopted this policy for their citizens, with Arizona being the first to do so in 2002. Last year, cybersecurity was an issue of concern, and the feeling would be best to leave registering use to be on paper forms. But due to the pandemic, South Dakota implemented a driver's license website. Renew online, not in line. And they did so on purpose to keep citizens from appearing in person to renew their licenses. At the same time, you'll see the renewing your license online, you can have the opportunity to register to vote. And if hacking was the issue, both the driver's license and the voting registration systems were available for years to hack. Going online does not increase the chances of hacking. The online data, as Secretary Barnett stated, comes directly from the driver's license database with names and addresses standardized. And what it does is it reduces the amount of chance of incomplete or illegible paper forms that the county or state employees would receive. And what happens is when the prospective voter fills it out on paper, their handwriting is not the best. Does the 5 look like an 8? Does the 4 look like a 9? And it requires more time and effort for the county employee to make sure that the registration is now going to work. Governor Noem is proposing to spend millions of dollars to upgrade the broadband system. Senate Bill 24 will allow the rural residents in the future to use broadband to register online. And the greatest number of the registered voters, the greater the chance that they will be participating by voting. And voting is your civic duty. 2020 has shown us that it should be as convenient as possible. The majority of citizens of South Dakota, just over 50%, chose to vote either in the non-traditional way of in-person early at the auditor's office or by mail when the ballot was sent to the home. A minority of 49.4% chose to go to the polls on election day. And this is what the pandemic has done. It has changed the way that people are voting everywhere. Senate Bill 24 makes registering more convenient to everyone. Electronic information is far more accurate. And isn't this what we all want? In the long run, fewer tax dollars being spent and the easier processing applications by state employees. You can now reveal the left edge and see how South Dakota compares to the rest of the nation. And if you haven't done it, it's 30. We rank number 30. With 66% of the voter turnout. And why would South Dakota settle to be number 30? We should be at the top of the list for citizens participating in democracy. Like the website for the driver's license, maybe we should try a new marketing program. Register online to vote on time. The rest of the chart is self-explanatory. And the voting process begins with registration. I urge your support for Senate Bill 24. The citizens of South Dakota will be elated, as I will be to answer any of your questions you may have. And thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there any further in-person proponent testimony?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Ross Garlick Bell. I'm the registered advocate for both the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe and the Yankton Sioux Tribe. Both tribes wholeheartedly support Senate Bill 24 and look forward to working with being able to get more of their citizens registered to participate in the voting process as we move forward. One of the side benefits of, unfortunately, this pandemic is that it has opened up the internet to a lot more communities, and the tribes have also been active in increasing their broadband in order to get education and other activities. So this allows more people to access the online process, and we support Senate Bill 24 in order to get take advantage of that process in order to get more people registered and engaged in the activities of voting. So thank you.
Thank you for that. Is there any further in-person proponent testimony?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, just got a text
State your name, please.
Ross Garlick Bell, testifying on behalf of the Ogallala Lakota Sioux Tribe. They also support the bill. The President just texted me, so I apologize. I did not add that to the previous statement.
You might have already done it, but have you signed in at the podium in the back?
Yeah, I'll sign it for Ogallala now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further proponent testimony in person? Seeing none, we're going to allow some remote testimony, and we'll start out with Eric Nelson. Are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Eric Nelson, and I am the registered lobbyist for AARP South Dakota. I am also on the staff for the AARP South Dakota State Office. I'm here representing our nearly 110,000 members today, asking you to support Senate Bill 24. The right to vote is among the most basic of political rights, and we believe this legislation will enable the exercise of this right for more of our state citizens. AARP has long believed that states should establish fully functional, online, and portable systems to maximize voter registration. The ongoing public health emergency that we face has taught us all that, where possible, creating online systems can be essential to allow people to stay connected and continue to be engaged.
voters and democracy itself benefit from there being options available for how they can cast their ballot, whether in person, through early voting options, or through the mail by absentee ballot. The same is true of providing prospective voters with options to register to vote. Allowing South Dakota residents to register in person at their county auditor's office and other locations when they apply for a driver's license or state ID card through the mail or online only serves as further to exercise the fundamental right to vote. Senate Bill 24 creates a secure online portal that would enable holders of a valid South Dakota driver's license or non-driver ID card to submit their voter registration form directly to the Office of the Secretary of State. And for all these reasons, we thank the South Dakota Secretary of State for bringing this bill before you this year, and we ask the committee to support Senate Bill 24. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony. We will move on to Addison Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, so hello. I want to first and foremost thank you all for giving me the time to speak today. For those who I haven't had the opportunity to meet yet, my name is Addison Miller. I'm a student of political science at the University of South Dakota, and I do a lot of work in the realm of voter registration and voter rights. In fact, this past fall, I was the founder and director of an initiative in Vermilion titled Get Out the Yoke, which works to ensure that young people in Clay County were registering to vote and helping provide the resources necessary for them to do so. In my work in Vermilion, and particularly on campus, I learned a number of reasons as to why students weren't registering to vote. The common stereotype of young people is that they choose not to vote simply because they're lazy or they don't care, but I found that the stereotype is incredibly incorrect. The number one reason I heard when working with these college students is that the reason they weren't voting is because they weren't registered, simply because they didn't know how or where to go in order to complete their voter registration form. In addition, many didn't have vehicles to bring them to the county auditor's office, nor did they have adequate knowledge of how to mail a letter, having grown up in the digital age. I worked week after week, month after month, to register with voters, and the one thing I found within every person I talked to is that when the ability to register to vote is brought right to them, rather than asking them to print and deliver the forms on their own, they resoundingly choose to do so. Clay County, with these efforts, saw a 76% increase in voter registrations compared to 2016 after my initiative provided students with easier access to register to vote. This fits the findings of countless studies that say people will only vote if the cost of doing so is less than the benefit from doing so. This doesn't mean dollars, it means time spent. It means whether they feel they're being affected when they vote and more. For students that often don't have a vehicle to drive to the county auditor's office nor free access to a printer to print the form in the first place, this cost is higher than necessary. These cause the cost of registering to vote in the first place to drastically increase, which makes it perfectly clear why they quickly registered to vote when given the opportunity by my organization. Studies have shown, as well as Get Out the Yoke has shown, that when you reduce the social cost of registering to vote as much as possible, people will register accordingly. The point I'd like to make here is that while not every student has a printer, all of them on campus have access to a computer. By creating an online voter registration system, we are reducing the cost substantially for students like myself. If we truly want to work for South Dakotans and for our youth, we need to take this next step and create a system for online voter registration. Don't just take my word for it, but there are studies that prove it too. In a 2019 study conducted by Social Science Quarterly, they found that online voter registration increases citizens' overall turnout rates by an average of 3%. That's 26,000 South Dakotans. For voters that were 18, this increase was 6%. And not only that, but they also found that when voters registered to vote online in the first place, they were 18% more likely to turn out to vote as well. The information asked by your voter registration form is easily able to be developed in an online format, as earlier described by Secretary Barnett. South Dakota is one of 10 states in the nation not to have an online voter registration form, which places us far behind the rest of our neighbors. We have an opportunity here as a state to bring our voter registration service into the 21st century, and I plead with you all to take it. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony. We'll move on to, is it Connie Sims?
Thank you. Yes, it is, Connie. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and the Senate Committee, for letting me speak. My name is Connie Sims. I am the president of the South Dakota Association of the Blind and an advocate for all citizens that have disabilities and the elderly. I very much support this. I really encourage this to be implemented, not just for the disabled, but for everyone, especially for us that are blind or visually impaired. This is a huge thing for us to improve on, to be able to do this independently. If we have to register to vote by paper, we are not able to do it independently. And as a sighted person, you're able to do that independently, and we are not able to. That takes away our right to do that. So with it being online, we can use the assessive technology that is available to us and fill it out completely. And you talk about having handwriting legible. My handwriting is not legible very well. I have some sight. I am fairly good sighted for someone who is legally blind, but my handwriting is horrible. So I do not like to write forms because usually the paperwork is so tiny and the lines to fill out are very small. So I really encourage this for the blind and visually impaired because it would be so much of an asset. We cannot get to the county auditor's office without assistance. We would have to take paratransit. We would have to take a city bus. We would have to have a relative or a friend take us. It would be, and sometimes having someone do that for us is inconvenient, and we should not have to rely on someone else to do that. We should have the capability to be independent just like anyone else is. And again, it is huge for someone who is deaf, someone who native language is sign language, and they cannot, someone who's totally deaf does not understand the spoken words. So I can give an instance where this year when they were able to absentee vote, they were able to have someone interpret the whole thing for them. And it was such a huge thing because if they would have to go to the county auditor to register to vote, the county would have to hire an interpreter for them to be able to know what is being said. So this would be an added expense to a county if someone who is deaf needs to go. Again, it's for the physically disabled, the paralegics that cannot write themselves, but they can use assessive technology on their computers to be able to fill out a form. And then I look at the elderly in the rural communities. We talk about the Native Americans, and they were on my list, and I'm so glad that they were talked about. But I look at the elderly who I grew up in a rural environment in the northern part of the state, and you travel several miles, hundreds of miles, again, to get to a county office. And it's a hardship. It can be for the elderly. It can be for anyone. But there's a lot of people who do not drive. South Dakota is one of huge rural states. And we are one of the 10 that don't have online registration. South Dakota Association of the Blind is an affiliate of the American Council for the Blind, and they have wonderful resources to help guide and implement. But I believe Secretary of State Steve Barnett has really covered this well. And again, there's three departments to cover this to make sure it's secure. And we can. We bank online. We do our driver's license online or my ID online. So why not register and vote online? So I really encourage that this be looked at and approved. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll move on to Amy Scott. Ms. Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee. My name is Amy Scott Stoltz, and I'm the current state president of the League of Women Voters, and I'm also the registered lobbyist for them. The League of Women Voters rises in support of Senate Bill 20. Many individuals have out-of-date voter registration records due to recent changes of address or changes in their name. And name changes disproportionately affect women, as about 90% of women change their name when changing a marital status. An efficient online registration would allow individuals to update their voter registration to reflect these changes. And we are, after all, a very mobile society, and updating addresses online would significantly improve the accuracy of voter registration lists as noted by our Secretary of State. A 2014 bipartisan Federal Election Commission recommended that states adopt online voter registration after reviewing research that showed it increased accuracy and decreased cost of maintaining voter rolls. Research has also shown that online voter registration, after at least two election cycles, did not alter the political balance of the registered voter population, nor did it provide a shift in election outcomes. And while we support Senate Bill 24 in its current form, in the future, we would like our state to work on alternative ways to complete online voter registration for those without a driver's license or state ID. The Brennan Center for Justice Research has shown that low-income individuals, seniors, people of color, younger people, and people with disabilities are especially impacted by the ID requirement. At a time when Americans can conduct almost any transaction accurately and quickly online, our state election system should join the 21st century through online voter registration. Research has shown that those who register to vote online, 70% of those actually voted, while those who registered by traditional means, only 50% of them. We want to encourage the online voter registration system, and we urge you to support Senate Bill 24 as a good first step, and we urge you to work on future upgrades to the system to include all eligible voters. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. I will check one more time. Is there anyone that is in person here that wishes to testify as a proponent? Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll move on to opponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll waive the sponsor's rebuttal and we'll move on to committee questions, discussions, and or action. Senator Boland.
Mr. Chair, at this time I'd like to move Amendment 24A.
Second.
Senator Boland has moved Amendment 24A, and it is online, and with that, do you have some comments?
Well, thank you. I drafted this amendment because I do believe there's a need for the update of information, especially addresses, and as far as voter registration rolls are concerned. I'll take the time to read the amendment to you. So that everyone can hear it now. A person eligible to vote under 12-40-4-1 and who has a valid South Dakota driver's license or South Dakota non-driver identification card may submit a change of address for the purpose of accurate voter registration records through an online electronic system maintained by the Secretary of State. Period. However, the initial voter registration process of an eligible citizen may not take place through any online electronic system. I believe there are substantial questions that remain in regards to the initial registration process. There are lots of questions in regards to I don't think there's any questions about the fact we have fair elections in South Dakota. I don't think there's any real question about the fact that we've had testimony on this bill at other times, not this session, that there isn't any real we haven't had any questions of voter fraud or those type of things under our current system. So I would encourage other discussion on this issue if that would be the desire of the committee. But I would urge the adoption of this amendment and then the passage of the bill as amended. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Senator Heinert.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I urge the committee to oppose this amendment. This amendment completely guts this bill. We all know it. Everybody out there knows it. Everybody on the screen knows it. Let's vote on the bill that the Republican Secretary of State brought before us. I would urge defeat of this amendment.
Is there any further discussion? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, this amendment will be a voice vote. Is he supported? Okay, he is supported. We will do a roll call vote on the proposed amendment. Is there any further comment? Seeing none, we'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Senator Duhamel?
Aye.
Senator Crabtree?
Aye.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Senator Shanefish?
No.
Senator Roll?
No.
Senator Heinert?
No.
Senator Diedrich?
Aye.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Senator, Mr. Chairman, we have 6 yeas, 3 nays.
Having received a majority vote, Amendment 24A is passed. We have the Senate Bill 24 has been amended. Is there any further comment? Senator Boland.
Well, thank you. I believe the current system works well. We have a substantial number of people registered to vote already in South Dakota. And I believe I believe our current system is adequate. We have 66 counties in this state. By my calculations, the furthest anyone has to travel to get to a county courthouse is from Faith, South Dakota, to Sturgis, which by the road is about 120, 130 miles at the very most, in our biggest county, Meade County. So I believe this is a good compromise piece of legislation at the present time, and so I would urge support for the final passage of Senate Bill 24 as amended. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm going to vote for the amended bill. I think the amended bill addresses a recognized problem we had. I think it was like 20% of all of the letters that went out had bad addresses, something like that. I'm not sure if that's the exact percentage, but it's significant, and that's important to fix. This lets people go online and fix their registrations. Registrations. But we shouldn't make any mistake. Total online registration's coming. I mean, that train is on the track. The internet, one of my buddies says, I think we can buy that internet stock. That doesn't appear to be a fad. And it's not. We're banking there. We're doing everything there. And we're going to be registering to vote there in the not-too-distant future. But we've had a little bit of a troubled time in America over elections. And this might not be the best year to do it, but it's going to happen real soon.
Any further comments?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Crabtree.
Thank you. I'm going to support the amendment as well. I think it's a step in the right direction. I agree with what Senator Schoenbeck said. This is where we're headed in the next few years, likely. I got a friend that once taught me that the only thing that happens fast is an accident. And I think this lets us take that step by step and make sure that we're proceeding with caution.
Thank you. Any further comments? Senator Heinert.
Well, once again, I am disappointed in this committee. 2 years in a row, we have had an online voter registration bill that everybody testified would make life easier for them. I just came from the disability advocate mock testimony, and I skipped that. That is an important day for me. And I skipped that, but because I knew I needed to be here. And as I walked out the door, they were really hoping that online voter registration would pass. And so I will not be supporting this amendment. We had zero opposition. It might be working for you in your community, but we heard from plenty of people that it is not working for them. And this would make their life easier. And yet, without any opposition, we go and do this. So I will not be supporting this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further comments?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dietrich.
Well, I'll be voting in support of passing the bill as it is, and I voted for the amendment as well. I think it is a right step. I have more, just because there's no opposition, that doesn't mean I'm going to quit thinking about a bill. I think about a bill whether there's pro or cons on it. But there are, to me, there's some questions that maybe you'll answer before it gets to the floor, or maybe you won't. It has to do with encryption. How do I know that my vote is sent directly and that it's counted? There's all those questions. I don't have enough confidence those answers. And they're probably easily available online, and you probably have that information. So share it with me if you do. But I'm voting to pass this as amended to the floor.
But this time we do need a motion for a recommendation to send this bill onto the floor.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass Senate Bill 24 as amended. Thank you.
Second.
It's been moved to pass Senate Bill 24 or send Senate Bill 24 onto the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Any further comment? Seeing none, the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Senator Duhamel.
Aye.
Senator Crabtree.
Aye.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Senator Shanefish.
Aye.
Senator Roll.
Aye.
Senator Heinert.
No.
Senator Dietrich.
Aye.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 yeas, 1 nay.
Having received a majority vote, the Senate Bill 24 will move on to the floor with a due pass recommendation. With that, it completes our business for the day, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Moved by Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Crabtree. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.